9:06. Coming up next, all those trending stories.
Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
Barbara Friedman. She is the lady who knows how to spot a trend from 3,000 miles away. And this, of course, is Bob's Wire. Musim Imani making a brilliant comeback after his 4:10 blunder. But I think before we even talk about his comeback, let's talk about the 4:10 blunder in the first place.
Yeah, so, okay, so he did he was being interviewed outside, and when he was discussing unemployment statistics in South Africa, instead of saying 4 out of 10 people don't have jobs, he said 44 out of 10. And, you know, it was in the moment, and it was a blaps, and people obviously just took to social media in the last couple of days, and they've ragged him rotten about it. And some even suggested, you know, why doesn't he take the Woolies Water Challenge, which was another trending video from a few days ago, where these four young men are walking out of Woolworths. They drink the water, which they say has magical qualities, and change from speaking isiZulu to suddenly speaking in these sort of Model C accents and using these words, and it's caught people's humor in this country, and so lots of people have been copying it. So after people joked about Musi, he made a video where he walks out of Woolworths, he drinks the water, and he corrects himself. And I suppose as a politician for once, I think he was being a good sport. And he said, he said it wrong again. Then he said, let me take a drink of water. And then he corrected himself and he said, 4 out of 10 adults in this country don't work. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it flowing, which is the hashtag from the... Some people think it was very annoying of him, but I think he was a good sport.
Yeah, I reckon as well. Now, the head of New York's Gambino family killed outside of his home.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this broke last night on Twitter, more obviously in America. But the reason I'm mentioning it is, I mean, we've all watched so many of these series, from The Sopranos to the original Godfather movies. And I think we're all quite intrigued by the mafia in America and the crime families and the way they have hits and mob hits. So this is interesting. He's 53 years old, Frank Kelly, and he's the head of the New York's Gambino family, allegedly, obviously a crime family. And there was a hit, and he was taken out in Todd Hill in Staten Island and on Wednesday night. And they say it's the first major a targeted killing of a mob boss in the city since 1985, which is 40 years ago, where the famous hit of a member of the Gambino family, Paul Castellano, was shot dead outside a restaurant in very similar, it looked very similar, and then it was on the orders of the famous John Gotti, who then took over the crime world and syndicate and ran it. So I know it's all very convoluted, but I think quite interesting sort of history about those families.
Ach, shame, man. You know, we always feel very sorry when the head of a crime syndicate gets killed, if you know what I mean. So our thoughts go out to him and all the other scoundrels who sort of spent time around him. He's probably going to be swimming with the fishes very soon, if not already. But anyway, Jacob the Tsotsi, his latest tweet received mixed reactions, to say the least.
Yes. So obviously some people think now he's the coolest ever, living his best life. Others are like astounded by his brazenness. So I will describe the photograph that he posted yesterday. There is Jacob Gedlekise Zuma, our bulletproof former president, took to social media with his latest tweet, a photo of himself in one of his trademark, very fancy print shirts, standing halfway up a very beautiful staircase with an ornate decorative white railing. And wait for it, he's smoking a Cohiba cigar, which go for about 500 rand a pop. And he certainly looks like he doesn't have a care in the world. Behind him there, he's actually got the Cohiba cigar logo superimposed behind him in the photo, and he's written at the top, when in Rome, ... This in a week where former head of the NPA, Bulelani Ntuthuko, admitted for the first time in an affidavit to the courts that Zuma should have been prosecuted along with Shabir Sheikh 16 years ago. And if not for concerns about violence in the country at the time, it would have been done. And of course, Zuma, this is continuing to maintain his innocence, and his bid to have his charges thrown out will be heard in May. So maybe that photograph is preparation for his innocence. I don't know.
500 rand. I mean, you must be earning a decent presidential salary if you can afford to look after 21 kids, five wives, and still afford a 500 rand cigar unless Atul gave it to you. Anyway, thank you so much for that. That is Barbara Friedman with Barb's Wire this morning at AS614. You're listening to Breakfast. I'm Kino. Elliot and Bruce will be taking your calls at 021 446 0567.